This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi went to resign today in the wake of losing that big referendum on government control of the economy yesterday. And the president of Italy said to him, hey, could you wait till we get a budget bill passed? That's actually a true story. Renzi's going to wait. About 60% of Italians voted against the prime minister, and now the third largest economy on the continent is in for a period of major political and financial uncertainty. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is just back from Rome. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
Walk me through. Why is a vote on the Italian constitution such a big deal?
Renzi made it a big deal with his, back me or sack me threat by saying, you push through these constitutional measures or I resign. He turned it into a conduit for the huge amount of discontent that's built up in Italy since the financial crisis. Discontent over 11% unemployment, 37% unemployment for young people. Many Italians blame their low growth, their high unemployment economy on being a part of the euro and having to accept, for example, austerity at the behest of the Germans. Daniel Caprera, the spokesman for the opposition Five Star Movement, says the referendum result was a decisive vote against the way the EU is run.
This current European system doesn't meet the European people's needs. Europe right now is being used to bring in cheap labor, to lower everybody's salary. It is not a very good system.
Might not be working for a lot of people, Stephen, but the European Union is the system that they've got over there. But this dissatisfaction is spreading, right?
Very much so, right across the continent. And this referendum result, coupled with the vote for Brexit, and in fact Donald Trump's victory too, are invigorating anti-establishment opposition parties like the Five Star Movement, but also in France, in the Netherlands, and in Germany, which all have general elections next year. So further electoral upsets are expected, and this is reviving doubts about the survival of the euro and the European Union itself.
Talk to me for a second, would you, Stephen, about European banks, right? Because the euro today was stable. Everything is you know, fine so far. But the European banks are the real issue here, the Italian banks, rather.
That's right, yes. I mean, the biggest market reaction was with the bank shares. Some were down by up to 6%, having fallen by something like 60% so far this year. Italy's banks are the shakiest in the eurozone. They're carrying something like $400 billion of bad loans. Seven of the big Italian banks are in big trouble. And the fear is that the political uncertainty created by this referendum result is going to deter not just foreign but also domestic private investors from putting money into restructuring the banks. Megan Green of Manulife Asset Management says, given the fragile state of banks elsewhere in Europe, this could set off a chain reaction.
It was only a few months ago that Deutsche Bank was on the front page of every newspaper, so you could see contagion spreading beyond Italy to the rest of the EU, and that could certainly affect the cohesion of the currency.
Which says a lot about Europe and the whole project of integration. The euro and the EU have been so battered and bruised by the two great crises, debt and migration, that a referendum on constitutional reform in Italy can send shockwaves through the whole system.
Very quickly, Stephen, what happens now?
It's a very long, I can't do it quickly, it's a very long and complicated and protracted business.
Right.
It could be 14 months before there's a general election and a genuinely new government in power in Italy.
Stephen Beard in London, just back from Rome last week, I think. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Kai.